Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph of Maseches Sota. We're on the very top of the page of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we're going through a series of dinim. So says the Gemara, din is Kosfa al Shnei Dapin. If the Megillah Sota is written on two separate columns, Psula, because Sefer Echad Amar Rachmanav Alo Shnei Mishlosh Sfarim. Actually, I think we might have done that last time, but I'm not sure. Kosfa Os Achas Umachak Os Achas. Yeah, pretty sure we did this last time. That if the Kohen writes one letter and then erases one letter that he had written previously, and then before he writes the next letter, v'kasav osachas u'machak osachas psula. Why? D'chsiv v'asal ha'kohen es kol ha'torah hazos. That he's got to do, he has to write out the entire Megillah all at one time. That he can't just write letter by letter and keep erasing it. Now, from the pasuk v'asala, we learn that the actions of that whatever you do in the process of the sota has to be lishma. So the Gemara learns the din of the Gemara tries to explain when this din of lishma applies. What parts, what elements of what we do with the sota needs to be done lishma, and which elements do not need to be done lishma. So by Rava asks the following shayla. Kosef shtei megilos l'shtei sotos umachkan l'toch kos echad. Let's say you write two separate megilos, two separate sota parshios, for two separate sotos, and you erase both of them into the same cup of water. So mahu, is the din of lishma a din that applies by megilos sota, ksiva lishma bi'inan va'ika, you only require that the writing be done lishma, and that you have fulfilled the din of writing lishma, odilma, or maybe no, bi'inanami mechik lishma, that the erasing has to be done lishma as well, and what it means that it has to be done lishma is that it has to be clear and recognizable that this erasing is being done for this particular sota. So when you have two sotos in one close, you know, being erased in one close, so it would not be a fulfillment of lishma. V'im timtzolam rabina nami mechikal lishma, and even if you hold that you need mechikal lishma, mechakan b'shtei kosos, v'chazar v'irvan mahu. What if you erase them in two separate kosos, so each mechiko was done lishma, but then you mix the two kosos together? What's the din? Mechikal lishma b'inan v'ika, is it only that you need the ksiva and the mechika to be done lishma, and you've therefore fulfilled your requirement? O Dilma, or maybe lishma means that not only does the ksiva have to be done lishma, not only does the mechika have to be done lishma, the shtia, the actual drinking of the meisota, has to be done lishma. Maybe we'd even go so far as to say that halav didaka shasya v'halav didaka shasya, and each one is not just drinking her own thing. V'im timtzalomer, and if you're going to say halav didaka shasya v'halav didaka shasya, that you need the shtia to be lishma as well. What if you then divide up the kos, the two koses that were mixed together? Yesh breira, oh, ain breira. Do we have the right to assume breira, that when you redivide it, that it goes back to each one being the drinking the one that was destined for them, or not? So teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Another shayla the Gemara is going to leave unresolved. Bayurava, besiv, hishka besiv. If the kohen is mashka the sota with a sieve, with like a straw. Mahu, what's the din? Bishvoferes, another type of straw. Mahu, derech shtia bekach, oh, ain't derech shtia bekach. Is that called the normal derech shtia or not? Teiku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. By Ravashi, nishbechu mehen v'nishtairu. If some of the water spilled out, v'nishtairu mehen, and some remains. Mahu, do you need the sota to drink from a kos that has all of the mayim, or is it good enough that she drinks from a kos that has some of the mayim? So teiku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. Now the pasuk says that v'shbia osah kohen, and he says to the woman, im lo shachavisha osach v'im lo satis tumatachasi sheikh, he naki me'mar marameila, that you're going to be innocent, you'll be proven to be clean, v'chulei, and it goes on and on. And the kohen has to be mashbia the sota, two separate shavuos according to the Torah. So the Gemara explains, why do there need to be two shavuos? Amar bizera amarav, shtei shavuos ha'amuros besota lama. Why are there two shavuos by the sota? Sota. Achas kodem shenimchaka Megillah, v'achas li'achar shenimchaka. One shvua before the Megillah is erased, and the other one after the Megillah is erased. Maskev la'rava, travayu kodem shenimchaka Megillah k'sivan. But wait a second. In the Torah, both shvuos are recorded before the mechikas ha-Megillah. Ela ma'ravas rava says different pshat. Achas shvua sheyeshi ma'Allah, v'achas shvua she'eni ma'Allah. One of the shvuos is a shvua that has a curse associated with it, and the other one does not have a curse associated with it. Heichi dami shvua sheyeshi ma'Allah. What is a shvua that has a curse associated with it? Amrav, 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 mashpiani alecha shalom nitmeis, shim nitmeis yavou beich. That I'm making you take a shvua b'shem Hashem, that you are not guilty, and if you are guilty, then this water is going to come and destroy you, and that is the curse. Amar Rava, Rava rejects that. He says, Allah l'chuda kaima, u'shvua l'chuda kaima. That's not a shvua that has a curse. That's a shvua and a curse, but the curse is not part of the shavua. Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, no, you know what a shavua sheyeshim ba'Allah is? Mashbiyani alayich she'im nitmeis yavo beich, that if you are tamei, then this water is going to destroy you. So such a nusach is a shavua sheyeshim ba'Allah. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, this nusach is also not a shavua sheyeshim ba'Allah, because Allah ika shavua leka, it's a curse, but it's not a shavua. The Kohen was not mashbiyah her at all. Ella Amar Ravashi, Ravashi he says, "Mashbiyani alecha shalom nitmeis v'im nitmeis yavo b'ayich." That the formulation of the shvua sheyeshi ma'Allah is a shvua shalom nitmeis, and then we add, "And if you were nitmeis yavo b'ayich." So we forgot to do main points. The last main point is the three possible definitions of a shvua sheyeshi ma'Allah, of what it means to have a shvua that's yeshi ma'Allah. But let's do before that. The first main point we will say is a number of shilos that remain as a teku. How much lishma do you need? Is it only the ksiva, or even the mechika, or even the shtia that has to be lishma? Is drinking through a straw a valid way of drinking the mesota? Do you, if some of the mesota spills, is that okay? Can you still drink the rest? So those are all shilos that the Gemara leaves as a teku. So we'll leave it at that, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph.